Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Years ago, when I was 14, I had a really crazy experience when my friend came to sleep over. My best friend Ryan was coming over to hang out and spend the night. On this night in particular, it was a weekend, and my sister was staying over at her friend's house. Meanwhile, my parents were there, but they went out for the night, and Ryan and I stayed at the house. We were just playing video games in my room, which was what we typically do when hanging out. After a while of this, I remember that there was a knock at the front door to the house. We paused the game and went down the hallway and over to the front door. I looked out of the window first, and I saw a woman standing there on the front step. She appeared to be sort of young and had shorter, dark hair. I had never seen her before, though. I ended up answering the door, and the woman told us that her car broke down and she needed some help. When I asked her what she needed help with, she asked if we could come over and look at her car. Neither of us really knew anything about cars, though. I told the woman that I wouldn't be much help and told her that she should call a mechanic or something. The woman still asked us to come over to her car. I did not see her car, but I assumed that it was down the street. As a kid who didn't even have my license, I knew that I wouldn't be any help.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I asked the woman what happened to her car, though. If it was a flat tire or something like that, maybe we would be able to assist her. She said that she didn't know, but the engine wouldn't start. I knew that was outside of our ability to help, and I told her that we couldn't, but maybe somebody else could. I also had a sort of bad feeling about it as well. So finally, the woman said okay, and she started walking off. I went back inside, and Ryan and I then went back to my room. We continued playing video games for a while. I remember, though, at one point, I left the room. As I was passing by the front window, I saw the same woman was back and she was walking through the front yard. I stopped and watched to see where she would go. The woman ended up leaving the yard and going back out into the street. She didn't seem to notice me watching her, but my bad feeling about the woman stayed the same, and I wondered what she was up to. It had been a little while since she had been at my house. I would have guessed that she would have kept going to the neighbors until somebody would help her or something. But after she left the property, I just continued on. Ryan and I kept playing video games together until at least another hour after that. As we were both sitting in my bedroom, we had a view of my window into the backyard a little. Both at once, we noticed movement in the backyard. After a closer look, we noticed that the woman was now walking in the backyard. I really couldn't believe that she was back yet again. We stopped our game and both walked over to the window. The woman walked through the yard and towards the back side of the house. She was not heading directly towards us, but possibly towards the back door, which was down a ways. I opened my window just a crack and yelled to the woman, asking her what she was doing. The woman instantly stopped and then looked over at us. She said once again that her car broke down. Then she started walking over to us at the window, and I could hear her asking if we could come help with her car. I couldn't believe that she was asking us again, and I wondered if the woman was either on drugs or if something was wrong with her. I told her that she had already asked us that. The woman walked all the way until she was right on the other side of the window, though, and then she continued. She asked us if we could come out and go over to her car and help her with it. I told her no again and asked her to leave our yard. When the woman stayed there, I told her that I was going to call the police and they could help her with her car situation. After hearing that, it seemed to anger the woman. She said no very loudly. When I asked why not, the woman then made a fist and punched the window extremely hard. Ryan and I both jumped back. Then the woman took off running, seeming to sprint as fast as she could out of the yard. We went around to the front of the house and watched her make her way into the street and then go out of sight. Ryan and I did call the police then, and we told them of the whole situation. The woman was acting very suspicious, if nothing else. They came out and we talked to them briefly, and they said they would go look for the woman. I didn't hear anything more about it, though. Soon after, my parents returned home. Ryan stayed the night, and we had no more interactions with the woman. Sometimes I wonder if she even had a car, or if she was just trying to get us out of the house for some reason. I really don't know where she came from or where she went either. It was really weird. This happened back when I was 12 years old. I was going to a sleepover at my best friend Julia's house. I remember that I went over to her house in the afternoon, and in the early evening we went to this park. There was a park within walking distance of her house, and it was just a few blocks away. It would take less than 10 minutes to get there along the sidewalks. Julia and I both played softball together, so we went to the park to practice. The two of us walked there, and when we got to the park, we were the only ones there. It had one softball field, a few benches, a large open area of grass, and some trees scattered around. The park was surrounded by the residential neighborhood. So we started playing catch and did some fielding practice as well. Probably like 45 minutes into being there, only a few people had passed by. Occasionally somebody would walk their dog through the park or something like that. But then there was this man who we noticed. He walked to the park and was wearing sunglasses. The guy then went and sat down at this bench not far from the field. He sat down and just started watching us. We continued, not thinking too much of it. I didn't look at the guy for a long time. Probably 30 to 45 minutes after that, though, he was still there, and that's when we were about done. We then got our stuff and started walking back to Julia's house. Now, we had to walk past the man because the bench that he was on was right next to the walking path. We did, and not long after, he got up and seemed to start following us. Because as we walked on the sidewalk and left the park, we could hear the guy about 30 or 40 feet back. Neither of us said anything, but when we turned and went up a block and the guy was still there, I think we were both thinking the same thing. I remember that Julia suggested we not go straight home and we take a different way. She didn't say why, but I knew it would be to try to lose the guy following us. At the end of that street, we went right instead of going straight. Then we went right again at the next block. I stopped hearing the guy, and after looking back, we didn't notice him following anymore. We then went and turned around, and then went around the block before going back to Julia Street. Once we got there, we did not see the man, and we went inside of her house. Julia and I hung out inside, and I had my sleeping bag and stuff to stay the night. So we were both in Julia's room just hanging out and talking hours later, and we both stayed up pretty late. We were the only ones still up by probably midnight. Julia's bedroom was at the front side of the house. I remember that her blinds were closed, but at one point she got up and looked out of the window. She then told me that she could see that creepy guy that was following us. I thought that she was joking at first, but as she kept looking outside, I got up to see for myself. When I got to the window, sure enough, he was there. The guy was standing on the sidewalk right in front of Julia's yard. He was still wearing sunglasses and kind of looking around. We were wondering what he was doing. Then he appeared to look over at us and notice us. We both ducked down immediately as fast as we could. After a few moments, Julia carefully looked up and slightly opened the blinds again. When she did, she said that he was coming into the yard. We both ran out of the room and into the hallway. Julia then went and woke up her parents. Meanwhile, I did not hear any kind of a knock at the door or anything. I wasn't sure where the man was. A few minutes later, Julia's dad went outside to look for the guy, but he was gone by then. We thought about calling the police, but did not. For the rest of the time, the guy did not return. Neither of us saw him again, but it still creeps me out to think back to it. I remember one time I went to this sleepover with some friends when I was really young.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm pretty sure it was one of the kids' birthdays. I don't even remember who all was there, though. I knew maybe three of the kids out of the probably seven or eight that were at the sleepover. What I really remember, though, was that we all went to sleep in the kids' bedroom. It must have been pretty large to fit us all, and we all had sleeping bags and were on the floor. I fell asleep that night around the time everybody else did, but I remember that I randomly woke up in the night. After being really confused and groggy for a few seconds because I was not waking up at my house, I remembered things. I was at the sleepover still, and it was still the middle of the night. I just looked around the mostly dark room. The only real light came in from the window, which did not have any blinds on it or anything. And that's when I noticed that another kid was up. I can't remember his name. I hadn't really known him that well. But he was standing at the window, and I realized that a person was outside on the other side of the window. This was really strange. The person appeared to be a man, but I couldn't really see. I just laid there and watched, and I noticed that this kid appeared to be talking with the man at the window. I had so many questions, starting with, who was this man? Why was he at the window? And why was this kid talking with him? The obvious guess was that he was possibly going to try to kidnap the kid or something. I remember that at that point, I sat up. This was maybe 10 seconds after first seeing what was going on. At that point, I saw the kid turn around and look at me. Then the man at the window quickly disappeared and ran away. I didn't say anything. I'm not really sure why. Maybe I was just so confused, or maybe I was just truly speechless. Anyways, the kid then walked over, got inside of his sleeping bag, and seemed to go back to sleep. I just turned over and I tried to go back to sleep myself. And eventually, I did, and I didn't hear or see anything else strange. I also was not woken up for the rest of the night. When everybody got up the next morning, we all went to the living room and kitchen for breakfast. I remember that it was then that I saw the kid, and I asked him who was at the window. Surprisingly, the kid completely denied it. He said that he didn't remember going to the window or anything. I told him what happened, and he claimed that I must have been dreaming it. I was so confused. I knew that I wasn't dreaming it, but I didn't say anything else about it for the rest of the time. Well, I ended up seeing the same kid again probably a few months later. It was at another kid's birthday party who we both happened to know. There, I brought it up again. This time, he did not deny it. He told me that he randomly woke up in the night and saw this guy at the window. The guy then waved him over, and he went, thinking that the guy must have been a family member of one of the kids or something. He opened the window, and the guy was telling him to go around and unlock the front door. That's when he saw me, and the guy ran away. He said that he just went to bed after that. He told me that he denied it because he thought he would get in trouble or something. I'm not really sure why, but I'm really glad that the kid didn't listen to the man and unlock the door. And I'm really glad that I woke up when I did. This happened back when I was 8 years old. Back then, I had a friend named Max. Max and I were friends from school and would hang out at each other's houses. I remember that one Friday night, I got invited to sleep over at his house. For the most part, Max's family had a pretty average house in a common neighborhood. The living room of the house was at the front end, and the kitchen was towards the back. The bedrooms were located upstairs. So I went to his house after school with my sleeping bag, toothbrush, and some other stuff. My mom was going to pick me up from his house the next morning. When I got there, I remember I had pizza with Max and his family and we hung out. Later on in the night, I don't remember exactly why, but for some reason we were going to sleep in the living room. Maybe it was because that's where the TV was, or maybe it was just because there was more space there. But both Max and I put our sleeping bags on the floor down in the living room. When it got late, Max's parents and sister went up to bed, and the two of us hung out in the living room. We didn't stay up that much longer, though, because Max got tired pretty quickly. I remember that he got into his sleeping bag and was soon out. I, on the other hand, was not that tired. I remember laying down, getting under my covers, and closing my eyes. But for some reason, I just couldn't sleep. I really didn't feel tired at all. I didn't have a cell phone or anything way back then, so I was pretty bored. I was just laying there in the dark, looking around the living room, or trying to sleep. This went on for what felt like a really long time. I would say that it was at least 30 minutes to an hour. The house was very dark, and also completely silent. Then, suddenly, out of nowhere, I heard the sound of the garage door open. It was the door that led from the garage to the pantry, which was next to the dining room. When I heard it, I was really surprised. I had no idea who that would be. For a moment, I thought maybe it was Max's father, but I had literally seen everybody in his family go up to bed in the other direction.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I also could not see the garage door from where I was. You see, the living room was completely closed off from that part of the house. You had to go around a corner and enter the kitchen. Then you would have a view of the dining room and pantry area. I could only see a small part of the kitchen from where I was, and it was the opposite direction. After I heard the door open, I briefly heard footsteps, which were really quiet, but then things were pretty much silent again. I quickly became really nervous, fearing that it might be an intruder. I was expecting whoever it was to probably walk through the kitchen and either go into the living room or go upstairs. Either way, that would be walking by me if they did. I laid in my sleeping bag and did not make a sound at all, but I did look over to the corner. I didn't see anything, but I was half expecting to see somebody walk around the corner at any moment, but as I continued to watch, I didn't see anyone. I did not hear anything more either. I definitely was not tired now. I just kept laying there, not knowing what to do or what was going on for the longest time. Maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, I still hadn't heard or seen anything, and I decided to wake Max up. I went over to him and tapped his shoulder. After a few tries, he awoke, and he asked me what was going on. I told him that I heard the garage door to the house open, and I thought that somebody had entered. He asked me if I was joking, and when I said no, he seemed to wake up. After whispering to each other and discussing it for a few moments, we decided to go and look. I was pretty nervous, but Max and I got up and walked over to the corner to go and see. We walked over, and right before we reached the wall and entrance of the kitchen, we heard the sound of the door opening again. Then, as we looked around the corner, we were just in time to see the garage door closing and somebody walking out of it. We did not get a good look at all of who the person was, but we could tell that somebody had been there. After the door to the garage shut, Max and I were both completely shocked. Max then ran over to the garage door and locked it. After that, he sprinted back over to the living room and said he was going to wake up his parents. I waited in the living room as Max went upstairs and returned about a minute later with his parents. They came down and Max's father walked into the garage. We discussed what happened with his mother, and a few minutes later, his father returned inside. He said that whoever was there had left. Max's father even looked around the backyard a little bit and was confident that he didn't see anyone. At that point, everybody pretty much went back to bed. Max's parents went back upstairs, and Max and I got back into our sleeping bags. Now, Max once again fell asleep relatively fast, and I once more could not. I laid there awake for at least another 30 minutes. Things were completely silent. However, I finally started to feel relaxed and even a little bit sleepy. But just then, those feelings were interrupted when I heard the garage doorknob turn. With it being locked, though, the door did not open. I figured that the person was back. Luckily, they were not able to get inside. I just heard them try the door that one time. I kept laying there and listening. There were no more noises. Eventually, I was able to fall asleep. The next morning, I told Max about hearing the doorknob turn again the previous night. We told his parents as well, and his dad searched the entire property. However, whoever had been there must have actually been gone then, because he didn't find anything. My mom soon came and picked me up after that. I didn't really hear anything more of it from Max. I stayed over at his house a few more times, and nothing like that ever happened again. One time when I was younger, I had a sleepover with four of my friends. We had a bit of a friend group and would hang out all the time. We were at Riley's house, which was pretty big and also pretty nice. What I really remember about the night started pretty late though. We were all hanging out and talking, and it was past midnight. All Riley's family, including his parents, had gone to bed upstairs. Meanwhile, we were down in the living room, which is where we would all be sleeping. So, at some point, the front doorbell rang. It obviously caught all of our attention. The conversation that we were having and the jokes that we were making instantly stopped. There was then dead silence for a few seconds. Then we all started talking again, wondering who it could be. Riley then stood up and started walking to the other side of the house where the front door was. All the rest of us naturally got up and followed. When we got to the front of the house, Riley said that nobody was there. We all went to the front door, and I remember that when I looked, sure enough, whoever rang the bell was gone. This was pretty strange. In fact, Riley took a few steps outside to look around. Nothing seemed unusual. We then all decided to go back to what we were doing. When we got back to the living room, the discussion became talking about who it could be. Some of us thought that it was maybe another friend pranking us. After talking for probably another 10 to 20 minutes, the doorbell suddenly rang again. This time, we all got up at once and headed again to the front of the house. When we got there, once more, nobody was seen outside. Riley opened up the door again. This time, though, all five of us went outside and looked around. We looked around the front yard and into the street a little bit, and even went around to the backyard. After a thorough inspection, though, we did not come up with anything. We all then went back inside and back to the living room again. It seemed as though whoever was doing this had gotten away with it. Probably another 10 or 20 minutes went by. Then, all of a sudden, we heard another noise. It was not a doorbell, though. It was the sound of the front door opening. We could not believe it. But then, we realized that when we all went back inside, whoever came in last had forgot to lock the door. We realized that whoever had been doing this to us was now inside of the house. We couldn't see from where we were, and we were not close to the stairs to go up, but we were near the stairs to go down to the basement. So all at once, we ran for it and went downstairs.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Once in the basement, we basically all hid. It didn't seem like a possible prank anymore. I mean, it was really late at night, and somebody had actually entered the house. For a while, as we all hid downstairs, things were completely silent. After probably 10 minutes of this, we started to whisper to each other. Then, after a while of this, we started to talk. Then finally, we decided to go upstairs and check. We hadn't heard any noises like somebody walking around or anything, so we carefully went back up. Once we did, we didn't see or hear anything. We checked the house and went upstairs. Nobody was there. We realized that whoever had entered must have left as well. We locked all the doors and then went back into the living room. There was no more ringing of the doorbell or anything. We eventually fell asleep, and the next morning talked about it again. We even searched the house again, but nobody was there. We're all still friends to this day and still bring it up from time to time. I have no idea who it was that did that to us.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.